Magandang umaga. In English, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. Once again, I thank the Lord for giving me this opportunity to share His word. Don't look at me like I feel nervous today. This morning, as we begin our series, The Book of Philippians, let us start to the background very quickly. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So let us go to the background of this book. The author of this book, no other than Apostle Paul, through the help of Timothy. And the recipient here, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So let us go and see the date of written. Approximately, this is written AD 62. And the theme of this book, the Christ-centered life, the sign of which is joy. So what is the purpose of the book? The purpose of the book is to thank the Philippians, report on his circumstances, and encourage the church under persecution. Exhort them to humility and warn against false teachers. This morning, I entitled my message, Joy in the Midst of Suffering. Let us pray first. Thank you for this time of fellowship. Lord, we ask that you will strengthen us and inspire us with your word. Use your servant and glorify your name. Amen. One of the most signs of the genuine Christian life is the ability to rejoice even in difficult circumstances. Joy is not necessarily in the absence of suffering, it is the presence of God. Joy is not happiness. Happiness depends on circumstances, joy depends on God. Happiness is an emotion and temporary. Joy is attitude of the heart. Biblical joy is the knowledge that God is in control of your circumstances. Here in Philippians chapter 1, verse 1 to 11, Paul shows his joy to encourage the Philippians church in spite of his imprisonment. Paul did not just want the Philippians to endure their appointed suffering, but to rejoice in the midst of it. The Christian life is to be a life of joy. Where does joy come from? How can you have it? How can I find joy in the midst of suffering? Number one, thanking God in every circumstances. In verse 3 to 5, Paul begins with thanks and prayer and encouragement. I thank God every time I remember you. He had many reasons to be thankful for the Philippians. Number one, with their help, he had successfully founded a church in their city. These believers faithfully supported his ministry over the previous years. Not only have they been generous in their support of Paul, they have been faithful even he was in prison. Paul says that the Philippians have been partners with him in sharing the gospel. So Paul claims to thank God for these Christians in all of his prayers. When you read through the rest of the New Testament and see how many other times he said something exactly like this. In Romans chapter 1, verse 8, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for all of you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4, I always thank my God for you and for the gracious gifts he has given you. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16, I have not stopped giving thanks for you, remembering you in my prayers. And also Colossians chapter 1, verse 3, we always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you. So most of Paul's letters was full of thanksgiving. The attitude of thanksgiving is one of the most important attitudes in life. Giving thanks is a key to joy. Gratitude helps us have a positive attitude. It protects our souls from bitterness and self-pity. It opens our hearts to the peace of God. Sometimes it is easy to say thank you. It is easy to be thankful for the Lord when the things are going well. It is easy to say thank you for the good harvest. When we have a new job. It is easy to say thank you when God delivered you from sickness and restored your health. Or having a new home and new vehicle. Or experience other such pleasant things. It is easy to be thankful or grateful to the Lord for the blessings when things are going well and grants our requests. Indeed, thankfulness for blessings is easy and requires little maturity. But how many of us to be grateful for the blessings yet to come? Thankfulness is thanking God even before you receive something. Thanking God before a blessing is received is more difficult than thanking Him afterward. Why? Because it requires more faith and maturity. So Apostle Paul here is different. He is very thankful to God even in the midst of suffering. Question to ask yourself to help find the positive. Just ask yourself these questions. What can I learn from this difficult situation? How can I give thanks through trials? How can I find joy through this hardship? Sometimes you just don't feel grateful if your job is stressful. You just don't feel grateful if your school is too much for you or your child is sick. or there is a tension in your family. You may be in the fight of your financial, of your life financially. It may be that you've been diagnosed with cancer. It may be that your marriage is falling apart. Grief, loss of loved ones, or loss of something we highly valued. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, no matter what happens, always be thankful, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Many years ago, Matthew Henry, a well-known Bible scholar, was once robbed of his wallet. Maybe some of you know this story. Knowing that it was his duty to give thanks in everything. In reflecting on this incident, Henry said, "I am thankful that he never robbed me before. I am thankful that although he took my wallet, he did not take my life. I am thankful although he took all I had, it was not much." And he said, "I am glad that it was I who was robbed, not I who did the robbing." Be thankful in spite of circumstances. Gratitude toward God leads to peace and joy. Number two, trusting God in the midst of suffering. Oh, how to find joy in the midst of suffering. I forgot my PowerPoint. Number two. I'm almost done now. Trusting God in the midst of suffering. So how to find joy in the midst of suffering? Number one, thanking God in the midst or in every circumstance. Second is trusting God in the midst of suffering. Paul is not confident that God is at work among the Philippians and that he will continue to do the good work among them until Christ returns. You know, the word good work, theologically speaking, they call it sanctification or progressive sanctification. Sanctification is the act or process of being made holy. It is the work of God. Thus, inside the heart of a believer in order to make him into a brand new person. It is a lifetime process. It is never complete in this life. God won't stop until the job is done. God uses everything that happens to us, the good and the bad, to make us like Jesus. The secret of a joyful life is seeing God in all our circumstances. Joy is not the absence of suffering. It is the presence of God. If you are feeling down, a prescription for joy is to put your confidence on God. There will be times when you will be discouraged in your Christian walk, but you must never, never, never give up. I remember the times when I made the decision to follow and serve the Lord. It was not easy for me because I was the breadwinner of the family. And my family had a long-term sickness. To follow God's calling, I went to Bible school there I had experienced various challenges in my faith. Due to lack of financial support, I had to walk 4 kilometers. Every day, from home to school. And either too warm or too rainy day. In my third year of schooling, I experienced even greater challenge in my life, in my faith. The school did not allow me to continue due to having low grades. Even though they did not allow me to continue my school, I still show up to school every day for almost a month, hoping they will change their mind. They told me that they cannot accept me anymore because of the low grades, and that is the policy of the school. One day I went to the top of the mountain, and the only thing I brought with me was just my Bible, and there I prayed to God. I felt almost giving up in my faith. And also I remember the time before my father passed away in the hospital. The doctor asked me, "What is your occupation?" And I cannot answer the question because I was a student pastor that time, and my salary was 4,000 pesos. Sounds like big money. 4,000 pesos equivalent of $100 a month. It's not enough to pay the hospital bill. I was so down. To make the long story short, God answered my prayer. I went back to school. I was able to finish 5 years course of pastoral studies by the grace of God. And I will never forget on my graduation day. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, I recited this verse, "Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus." God is not finished yet to me. He is still working with us. Sanctification is the act or process of being made holy. God is not finished yet to us. Be patient to one another because God is not finished yet to us. You may have heard of the story of a teenage girl who spends at least an hour talking with her friend over the telephone. The father was pleasantly surprised one evening to see his teenage daughter answer the phone and hung up after talking with the person on the other end of the line for only 20 minutes instead of the usual 1 hour. The father congratulated her for keeping the conversation short. Then he asked, "Who was the friend of you just talked with?" "Friend?" the daughter responded. "That was not a friend. It was a wrong number." God is not finished yet. Be patient to one another. Be patient even in the midst of suffering. God is still working with us while He is still working with us, trusting God in the midst of suffering. The third, some people look at a difficult situation and pray, Lord, change me. Or change my situation. That's not usually God's will, to ask the Lord to change your situation. Much more often, the difficult situation has come as a means of making us grow spiritually. The number one contributor to spiritual growth is not sermons, books, or small groups. The number one contributor to our spiritual growth is difficult circumstances. God often brings difficulty into our lives to deepen our total dependence on Him. When that happens, we ought to pray, Lord, change me so that I can face this situation. That's a prayer God is pleased to answer. Sometimes God does not change your situation because He is trying to change your heart. Every weakness you have is an opportunity for God to show His strength in your life. He has promised to complete the work He has started in us. Our hope is in Him. Let us put our confidence in God. Remember, joy in life comes if you put your confidence on God. How to find joy in the midst of suffering? Trusting God in the midst of suffering. And this is the last one. Praying to God for the good of others. Verse 7 to 11, the summary is about love and prayer for the church. Paul loves the church in the Philippi, and the church in Philippi loves Paul. So Paul writes this letter to them not so much to correct bad teaching or rebuke bad behavior, but to encourage them to continue serving one another and pray for one another. True joy comes when you inspire, pray, and love someone. Real problems happen when we are not fair and when we have conflict to others. We develop negative emotions, resulting harm to our bodies, disappointment, resentment, revenge, critical spirit, judgment, or judgmental attitude, and bitterness. Be with someone who brings out the best in you, not the stress in you. And don't allow anyone or anything to steal your joy. Our greatest joy stealer is not circumstances, is not worries or stress, is not your health problems. Your greatest joy stealer is people. So watch out for the joy stealers, like gossip, criticism, complaining, fault finding, and judgmental attitude. Someone said, you'd never invite a thief into your home, so why would you allow thoughts that steal your joy to make themselves at home in your mind? people in your life should be a source of stress or should be a source of joy. Full relationship, praying among believers can be a source of great joy. In verse 9 to 11, before I will close, Paul shows his love and prayer for them, or pray for them. Paul prayed that they will grow in love, that they will grow in knowledge, that they will grow in the ability to discern between right and wrong. And Paul prayed that they will grow in Christian character. The quickest way to make change, to change a relationship from bad to good, is to start thanking God for them and pray for them. In verse 8, God is my witness, how I long for you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And I remember you and pray for you with joy. This is the summary. How can I find joy in the midst of suffering? Number one, thanking God in every circumstances. And number two, trusting God in the midst of suffering. And number three, praying for God, or praying to God for the good of others. Every moment of our life, we have an opportunity to choose joy. We have to choose joy and keep choosing it every day. Remember this. Joy is a choice. Today, I will choose joy. I will call Raquel to give us, to render us a song for the Lord.
Lead me, Lord, lead me by the hand and help me face the rising sun. Comfort me through all the pain that life may bring. There's no other hope that I can lean upon. Lead me, Lord. Lead me all my life. Walk by me across the lonely roads that I may face. Take my arms and let your hand show me the way. Show the way to live inside your heart. All my life, you are my light. You're the lamp upon my feet. All the time, my Lord, I need you there. You are my light. I cannot live alone. Let me stay by your guiding love all through my life. Lead me, Lord. Lead me, Lord. Even though at times I'd rather go alone my way, help me take the right direction, take your road. Lead me, Lord, and never leave my side. All my life, you are my light. You're the stay by your guiding love all through my life. Lead me, Lord.
Almost I forgot, this is my part again. May I request everyone to please stand and for our benediction. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault with great joy, the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. Happy Thanksgiving again.